ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting question, which is very significant because it's very pertinent to a lot of Muslims, especially Muslim people who are living in non-Muslim countries, who have access to, easily have access to alcohol. There's nothing preventing them from accessing alcohol. Unfortunately, also it's a great problem for a lot of Muslim youth, who perhaps have a lot of non-Muslim friends and who are influenced by them. The consumption of alcohol actually is one of the great social maladies, and it leads to a lot of other problems. Unfortunately, however, if you ask people, especially even Muslims, you ask them why they consume alcohol, or you ask them to stop, discontinue such an act, a lot of them will say that, well, you know, what's the reason for this? You know, if it doesn't affect my life, if it's not leading me to perform other indecent acts, why is this act been prohibited? So we want to tackle this question today. In some of our previous sessions, we examined this in the light of the prophetic hadith. In continuation with that, we're going to also examine some other hadith and see if we can come up with an answer to this. In our previous sessions, we said that alcohol has been prohibited because it leads to the person who becomes intoxicated. It leads him to, perform other indecent acts. Today we're going to look at why this is so. According to some hadiths, the reason for this is that when a person consumes alcohol, it harms his faculties of comprehension and reason and intelligence. And obviously, once a person's intelligence is harmed, he can do anything. You know, he can commit any indecent act. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, Allah imposed the abandonment of drinking alcohol in order to safeguard the intellect. Farazallahu tarka shurbil khamre tahsinan lil aql. So in other words, the aql can harm the intellect. It's dangerous for the intellect and the faculties of reasoning and understanding. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Ridha alayhi salam also said the following, Allah forbade alcohol due to the corruption that accompanies it and due to the way in which it alters the drinker's reason and how it encourages them to deny Allah, mighty and exalted. Right? So, in fact, a person who commits, obviously if a person, his reasoning and his power of intellect, it departs from him, then there's nothing that would prevent him from denying God, because it is the intellect that affirms God's existence, His power, His knowledge, and so if once it departs, there would be nothing that would prevent this person from actually denying God, which is the gravest of sins, and to slander Him and His messenger, it would lead him to even deny prophethood and prophecy and revelation. And for all the other accompaniments of corruption and even murder, right? Once God is denied and His power and His knowledge and prophecy and revelation are denied, then this person, nothing would prevent this person from performing any other indecent act. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reasoning behind the prohibition of alcohol in the light of the hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key, an IRIB English radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.